remember absolutely everything, young man. That's my curse. That's one of the greatest curses ever inflicted on the human race, memory. I was his oldest friend, and as far as I was concerned, he behaved like a swine.
Very, very beautiful.
I've never been to six parties in one
extremely
night in my
beautiful.
Whole life. I've never even been up this late.
It's a matter of habit.
I wonder what the servants will think.
They'll think we enjoyed ourselves.
Yes.
Didn't we?
I don't see why you have to go straight out to the newspaper.
You never should have married a newspaper man. They're worse than sailors. I absolutely adore you.
Oh, Charles, even newspaper men have to sleep.
I'll call Mr. Bernstein, have him put off my appointments until noon. What time is it?
I don't know. It's late.
It's early.
Charles, do you know how long you kept me waiting last night while you went to the newspaper for 10 minutes? What do you do on a newspaper in the middle of the night?
Emily, my dear, your only correspondent is the Inquirer.
Sometimes I think I'd prefer a rival of flesh and blood.
Oh, Emily, I don't spend that much time on the newspaper.
It isn't just the time. It's what you print, attacking the president.
You mean Uncle John?
I mean the president of the United States.
He's still Uncle John. And he's still a well-meaning fathead who's letting a pack of high-pressure crooks run his administration. This whole oil scandal.
He happens to be the president, Charles, not you.
That's a mistake that will be corrected one of these days.
You, Mr. Bernstein, sent Junior the most incredible atrocity yesterday, Charles. I simply can't have it in the nursery.
Mr. Bernstein is apt to pay a visit to the nursery now and then.
Does he have to?
Yes.
Really, Charles? People will think...
What I tell them to think.